and welcome to this broadcast today. We just trust and pray that this broadcast will be a blessing and that God will speak to you today through the Word of God and through the Gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to any man that believes. And we trust and pray that you also will come to believe, come to repent and trust Christ as your own and personal Saviour for the salvation of your soul. But we're going to start off our service by singing this chorus. Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. And let's sing to the glory of God.
Thank you.
Let's just bow in a word of prayer and just ask God would come down, and I encourage you at home to pray that God would speak to you today. Even if you're unsaved, put God to the test to see if God would have a word for you and if God is really real in your life. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before Thee in the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, we give Thee the thanks, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to present the Word of God, Lord, in a wider way. We just pray, dear God, Lord, You would bless this service. We look to Thee for help, Lord. I ask for Thy help, Lord, as I lead this service, Lord. I pray, Lord, You would remember even our sister Kareth as she comes to read the Word of God. You would give her that help. I even pray, Lord, for David as he comes to preach the Word of God, that, Lord, You would give him that help, Lord. You would give him the words to speak. May Thy Word go forth with power and with authority. We pray, dear God, Lord, You would bless this meeting, Lord. We pray, dear God, that whoever and whenever people would watch this, we pray, dear God, Lord, that it be a word in season to their heart, Lord. That, Lord, it be a word from Thee, a word from heaven to speak to them, Lord. We pray, Lord, that it be a word of salvation for the unsaved, that they would come to the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging their sinner and believe in Him and confess their sins and call upon Thee for mercy. And Thou hast said in Thy word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, Lord, we pray that, Lord, there be those that will come and call upon Thee for mercy and for salvation. And, O God, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, there be a word in season, Lord, for those which are backslidden to return back to their first love. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that Thou would bless this meeting. That, Lord, that Thy presence, Lord, will be known wherever this is watched. We pray, dear God, You would undertake and even remember the residences, Lord. We pray, dear God, Lord, You would undertake with them and protect them against the fires and the attack of the enemy. We pray, dear God, Lord, You would undertake and bless the Word of God as it's preached. O God, we look to Thee for help. We pray You would undertake and bless. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious, worthy and almighty name. Amen and amen. We're going to come to our second hymn, which is Away in a Manger, which is sung by our ladies' choir here in Newton Abbey. And we trust and pray that you'll join in and sing along to this hymn, and you'll enjoy the singing.
Reading is from Luke chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And over in Romans chapter 8, verses 2-4, For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemneth sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Thanks again for continuing to tune in, and even joined in the singing of those hymns. Just for a few minutes, I want to think about some of the verses there that Kath was reading to us, particularly Luke chapter 15, verse 2, where we read the following. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, receiveth sinners and eateth with them. At the very start of this chapter, we read of publicans, sinners, scribes and Pharisees all gathering around the Lord Jesus Christ to hear what he had to say. But the scribes and the Pharisees, who despised the Lord, sought to deride him and mock him. Because in their own eyes they thought themselves better than Christ, because of their schooling in the law, because of their robes, their good works, their companionship and their public recognition that they had among the people. And thus they make a derision of Christ because he receives corrupt, vile, rejected sinners, the rejects of society, and furthermore he associates with them. And they say, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And you know, it's so interesting that even these words that were meant for mockery actually contain so much gospel truth in them. And it's just that I want to consider with you for a few minutes. Who is it that Christ Jesus invites? It's the sinners. This man receiveth sinners. Now, a sinner is not a word that we like to hear. We know it means someone bad, someone that's done wrong. And you've probably heard it before in this type of recording and on our church Facebook page and other places. But I want to delve in a bit deeper as who is actually a sinner. It's important that we know who a sinner is, because the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 20, The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Therefore it's very important that we know who is a sinner. Who is it that's going to be suffering an eternal death in hell? The Greek word actually for sinner in the verse in Luke chapter 15 verse 2, it actually means someone who has missed the mark and so not share in the prize. To miss the mark and so not share in the prize. In fact, the word sinner is very well illustrated. If you imagine the archer and he has the target set up, he draws his bow and shoots the arrow and he misses the target. In fact, what they used to do was they had someone watching the target and they would have shouted back to the archer, sin. Which just simply meant he'd missed the target, he'd missed the mark. And that's what the word sinner means, to miss the mark and so not share in the prize, to miss the target. Now the obvious question is, what is the target that the sinner has missed? In James chapter 2 we read this, For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. If we keep all of God's law, that is the target that's been set. If we keep all of God's law and miss one point of the law, offend in one point, break one commandment, then we're guilty of the whole law of God and therefore guilty of the punishment of the whole law of God. Now you may be familiar with the Ten Commandments. That's the summary of God's moral law. And if we were to examine ourselves under a couple of those commandments, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you hit the target, or is it that you miss the mark and are a sinner? Take the ninth commandment, for example. The ninth commandment is, Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. In other words, don't lie. Now, if I was to ask you, have you ever told a lie? Now, it doesn't matter the size of the lie, big or small, it's still a lie. It doesn't matter how many times you've lied, once, twice, 1,000 times. Have you ever told a lie? Because according to that verse I read in James chapter 2, if we offend in one point, if we have told even one lie, then we have missed the mark, we've missed the target, we've missed the law of God, and are guilty of breaking the whole law of God. How about we take the eighth commandment? Thou shalt not steal. Have you ever taken something that wasn't yours? Doesn't matter how small or insignificant. Doesn't matter if it was worthless in your eyes. Or have you ever taken something that wasn't yours? Even just once. If you've done it even once. That verse in James 2 tells us that we've missed the mark and are guilty of breaking the whole law of God. The sixth commandment is, "I shall not steal." The sixth commandment is, "I shall not kill," rather. If I was to ask you, have you ever killed somebody? I'd say, most people watching this video, the answer would be no. But the Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 5, expounds this commandment. Now remember, the Ten Commandments is a summary of God's moral law. So what is contained in that commandment, "Thou shalt not kill"? The Lord expounds it in Matthew 5, 21 and 22, where it says, "Whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." By the Lord Jesus Christ, his words, we understand that the sixth commandment also refers to anger. It is a summary of the sixth commandment is a summary, remember, of God's moral law. Have you ever been unnecessarily angry with somebody? Even just once. Well then, you've missed the mark and you're guilty of breaking the whole law of God. Now what are the consequences of breaking God's law? I've only considered 3 out of 10 commandments. And probably by the first one, we've all been condemned guilty before God. Now what is the consequence if we break one commandment and are guilty of the whole law of God? What does that mean? It means the punishment of the law falls upon us. If you break the law of the land in our country, you'll be sent to prison. What happens to those who break God's law? Well, when we die, God will send us to an eternity in hell to bear the punishment in hellfire under God's wrath forever, never to escape. There's no reset button and there's no second chance. That is the end of it. To miss the mark of God's law, we are pronounced sinners. And we don't share in the prize. No heaven for you. You're found guilty under God's law and in God's courtroom. And the law would cry out, "Send him to hell." Where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, according to Matthew 8. And where body and soul are destroyed forever and ever, according to Matthew chapter 10. And do those words, the last words you'll ever hear, proceeding from the mouth of God, this is what they'll be. Matthew 25. "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." But listen, let's get back to that text verse. When they said, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." The Lord Jesus Christ receives those who have blasphemed his name. He receives those who have lied, who have stolen, who have dishonored parents, who have been addicted to drink or to drug. Jesus Christ receives those who have treated his name as dirt. And he saves them if we come unto Christ. You who have broken the law, Christ will receive sinners who have missed the mark. Romans 8, I want to read those verses again, which Kareth read a couple of minutes ago. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. You walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." You see, God's Son, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, became man for you and for me, that he might pay the penalty for our sins, that he might bear upon himself the wrath of God there at Calvary, instead of you and me. Having been beaten and mocked, he was given up into the hands of sinners. He was beaten by them, he was mocked of them, he was spat upon, the hairs of his face were plucked. He had the scourging, that is simply being whipped. But on the end of the whip, there was these bits of bone and metal that ploughed the back of our Saviour. And then he was led up Calvary's hill and hung upon the cross. And there, when darkness fell for those 3 hours, God the Father poured out his wrath upon his only begotten Son. That wrath that was due to fall on you, he poured upon his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ became the sacrifice for you and for me. Given himself there. He had lived a perfect life. He had never broken the law of God. He hadn't missed the mark. But yet he bore our sins in our place. He bore that penalty in our place. So that if you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Christ kept that whole law of God, bore our sins, that legally now, because Christ has borne our sins, if by faith in Jesus Christ you confess and repent of your sins, the law will now cry, send him to heaven. It'll no more cry, send him to hell, because Christ has died. Christ has kept the law, and we can be redeemed, we can be saved from eternal hell. We can go and share in that prize in heaven. Dear listener, repent of your sin. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Don't leave it till tomorrow. Don't leave it till later on in the day or next week. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We read in Proverbs. Pray now unto God that he would forgive you of your sin. Forgive you for every time you've missed the mark, every time you've broken God's law. And accept Christ into your heart. Ask God that he would wash your heart in the precious blood of his own dear Son, Jesus Christ. And he would forgive you from your sin. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let us reread that text verse. This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. Just even further to that, we can say that the idea of eating with somebody, and particularly in the Bible, is the idea of communing with them and accepting their person. In the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, Joseph, when he was the second in command over Egypt, he didn't eat with the Hebrews. For the Egyptians did not eat with the Hebrews. In the New Testament, we read of examples when the Gentiles and the Jews did not eat together. But when we're saved, Christ invites us into his family. We are adopted into the family of God. We are called sons of God and joint heirs with Christ. And in this verse where it talks about Christ receiving sinners and eating with them, it reminds me of one day when we'll be in glory and in heaven. We'll be able to sit there at the marriage supper of the Lamb when Jesus Christ is united with his bride, the glorious church of God. And we'll be there in glory, sharing in that prize forever and ever. Will you be there? I trust you will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just confess your sin. Put your faith and trust in him. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. This man receive us sinners. Amen. And amen. Just in closing, can we just sing together hymn number 16 in the book? It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I just trust that you would even sing with us as we close this meeting. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks once again for tuning in to this broadcast. We trust and pray it's been a word in season to you. For the unsaved, you've heard the call, that you've heard that Christ receiveth sinful men, even the foulest offender who truly believes. Apart from Jesus, he shall surely receive. Won't you come to him and call upon him for mercy and salvation? Let's bring our meeting to a close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank thee for this broadcast, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, for the word of God that was preached, Lord, which was expounded about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Lord, that thou, Lord, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we would be made the righteousness of God through him. We thank thee, Lord, that even though while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, we thank thee, Lord, for setting thy love upon us, Lord, for giving thy heaven's best, Lord, to die on the cross for us, to save us from eternal destruction in hell, but to make us sons of God, to be received into the kingdom of God, to make us fit and worthy of it, to make us our hearts pure and clean through the life of Christ which has been imputed to those that believe and call upon thee for mercy. O God, I pray. Lord, I pray, dear God, that, Lord, if there's a sinner listening in, I pray, dear God, Lord, that they would turn their eyes upon Jesus. They would call upon him in desperate need, realizing their sinful state and where it will lead to, the consequences of it. O Lord, we thank thee, Lord, that even though the wages of sin is death, praise the Lord, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, Lord, we pray, may souls be convicted, may souls be converted for thy glory. O Lord, bless the word of it that has been gone out. Use it for thy glory. We ask for these things in Jesus' precious, worthy, and almighty name. Amen.